What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're going to be? I think it's that right there. It's grit. It's grit.
And we're back. This is the All Grit Podcast, coming in on a Wednesday evening for all of our listeners. You can see if you're on YouTube, we got the merch flying today. We got merch from Detroit. We got merch from Indy. It's going down this weekend, boys and girls. I am your humble host, Caleb.
Adrian got the drop already.
Plax is here. You can hear him. Adrian's got the hat, the drip, as the kids say. We got sweaters. We got Clay over there rocking the Amon-Ra headstand. And we got a visitor rocking Super Bowl papers in his background. He's bragging on us, ladies and gentlemen. Let's welcome to the podcast Justin from Indy.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, turn off that horn, baby. Turn off that horn. All right, so this is our second crossover. No, third. Our third crossover. We had a Packer fan, we had a Jag fan, and now this is our Indy fan.
So welcome.
Welcome, Justin. Welcome, Justin, to the pod here.
Glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your fandom, your season. Are you a season ticket holder from what I hear?
Yeah, I'm just our businesses, but so I don't go to all the games, but okay. To go. This is the one I chose to go to for this year. So my grandpa was a season ticket holder years ago, and back in 97 was the first year he got tickets. And what, 96 or 97? It was the year right before Peyton, and they were 3-13.
And
then, yeah, wow. And then he had tickets for Peyton, who was 3-13 his first year, and I just grew up going to games with him. Every time he would go, he would take me, and awesome. I just rode the good years, and now we're struggling. We're on the struggle bus. So,
hey, I think we all know what that ride feels like. Listen, man, we welcome to the Lions Pod, the All Grit Podcast. We wanna ask you some questions, do a little crossover between our Detroit Lions and Indianapolis Colts. If you have questions for us, feel free to ask as well. And I think Clay has got some roundabout questions for you that you can answer for our listeners.
Hey, well, once again, man, good to have you here, bro. So
yeah.
But hey, man, just kind of, you always hear what our thoughts are on the Lions game each week. But what's your thoughts on the Colts so far this year, man?
It's been a little bit of a roller coaster. I think started out the season pretty excited about it. And I can't say personally I've been sold on Anthony Richardson, but excited about him. I mean, it's been a carousel since Andrew Luck left. We've had just one after another, Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, all the old guys, we're rotating them in. It's just been rough. So AR at least brought some excitement to start the year. And it kind of went south pretty quick. First couple games, he was just struggling with accuracy, interceptions, and it just – so I'd say then it kind of – the excitement waned pretty quick. We did the Flacco trial there and – that wasn't great either, and so now after last week getting AR back after the benching and all that, I'd say it's a little more exciting again. At least they're fun to watch. So don't know what to expect, but at least it's feeling better.
Didn't Flacco remember how to play football again after he left Indy? Like when he went to Cleveland, didn't he remember how to play football again? And then.
I mean, he got resurrected in Cleveland, and then I don't know. He forgot about it again in Indy, so I don't know.
So speaking of AR, what do you think about the whole benching situation? Did you agree with it? He leaves the game being tired. What's the fans think of all that?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure out. It left a lot of fans frustrated for sure. Just it was a head scratcher because I think at first because AR, I mean, he is running. He's throwing off 300-pounders, and so he gets tired. I could see that. But then as the QB, the leader, like, you can't do that. I mean, I get that. And then but I think the biggest thing was after the game and the press conference, just the way he handled it. It was just like, man, I was tired. And
yeah.
It's just not a good look. Like, he did not handle him. So he showed his immaturity there. And I think from what I've been hearing and radio and things, the guys inside the building, sounds like he just wasn't putting in the work. He wasn't in the meetings. He wasn't in the – you know, they wanted him to learn from Flacco, who was in all the meetings, and he did everything right in those in that way. But and then I think really what happened, Flacco was terrible, and it forced him to go pretty early back to Richardson. And from everything I hear, like, he's been in more meetings, and he's trying to show the team that he's trying to be that leader. So
is he good for Sunday? Is that your QB for Sunday?
AR?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, heck yeah, dude! They just came off of their win, right? So they kept showing him. They kept showing him running over Jets defenders. That clip showed more than Jesus. I've seen that clip show more than anything. I'm like, is that the only play the dude ran all day? Right. Like, what are we doing? But they love.
So him. Yeah, that last drive. I mean, he. There was one stretch he's completed 7 in a row, and they were joking, like, they don't think he's completed 7 in a row in his career. So that, that fourth quarter, he actually had to throw and looked pretty good doing it. So it at least brings a little excitement again. But we don't know what to expect.
Right. Well, I don't really know what to expect either, because I haven't you know, after the Lions game's over, you're kind of checking your fantasy scores. You're trying to try to tie into some of the players you got going. And I'll be honest with you, I don't got any Colts players this year, so I haven't really watched a ton of the Colts. So with Colts defense, I'm not really familiar with them, but how do you think they'll match up against Lions' powerful offense?
That's going to be rough. So Gus Bradley, he's got this bend, don't break type defense, and seems to break more than anything. Just a couple of stats. They're 28th in total defense. The Colts are. They average allow 375 a game. Their pass D is there. It is. Their pass D is 26th. They allow 232, and their run D is 28th. So, Colts defense is it's down there. So that's obviously a big fear that I have going into it. Like, sometimes, I mean, they do make big plays at times. Like, they can come up with a pick or two, but they can do that. But sometimes you just got to be able to outscore. And I think their offense isn't. I mean, Lions' offense is legit. So that's where I think.
Who's your wide receiver from Cincinnati? I forgot the kid's name.
Alec Pierce,
man. For some reason, I like him. Like, I wish we had him on the squad. He usually has an explosive play, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's the deep threat. He's the deep threat. Deep. Josh Downs is in the slot. He's playing pretty well, and of course Pittman. But Pierce is usually the one, the deep threat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned something about your corners and safeties. So if you're looking at Amon-Ra, J-Mo, a potential of Laporta coming back, throw in Tim Patrick, and did I miss anybody? St. Brown? Did I say St. Brown? I missed St. Brown. Yeah. Throw in St. Brown. How does your secondary compare with that? Will they be able to slow them down?
I don't think so. I mean, they haven't been tested. The secondary hasn't been tested here lately. I mean, last week, Aaron Rodgers, they played the Dolphins a few weeks. They did get tested by Josh Allen, but a few weeks before that, it was whoever Miami had at QB wasn't Tua at that point. Like, they just haven't been tested. So, and definitely not to the extent that they're going to be tested. Kenny Moore in the slot will be a really interesting matchup with St. Brown. Kenny is a good nickel.
Yeah, he is.
So that'll be, I'll be interested to watch that. But yeah, I don't have much confidence that they're going to be able to slow him down. Yeah.
Kenny Moore was a Pro Bowler last year, a couple weeks, years ago, right?
Yeah, last year or the year before. Yep.
Yeah, he's a good corner.
But here's something that I've seen just watching Amon-Ra. You have to game plan. The defense for the Colts has to game plan something specifically for Amon-Ra, and that means like double coverage. Because I don't care who you put. I don't care if you put Darrell Revis on him. The dude somehow gets open, and he's got magnets for hands. So hopefully your defensive coordinator is doing something like that, you know, working how to at least give him help, you know, because I don't care if he's the best corner. Like, he burns them. He burns everybody he plays.
Yeah, he's impressive, and he's on my fantasy team, so it is a little – I'm a little torn. Hey.
Right,
sit him on the bench. Don't do it.
So yeah, between your fantasy team and your family who's Lions fans, is part of you still kind of excited for the Lions? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, how do you not like the line? I mean, Dan Campbell, I remember when he was hired, I remember texting you and the whole kneecap thing. I'm like, who is this guy? Like, biting kneecaps off? I don't know how. I mean, he's got the locker room. They've bought in. They're excited. They play hard, man. It's exciting. And yeah, I mean, so I got a son that's a Lions fan, a son that's a Colts fan, and then got my wife. You know, grew up in Michigan, so they're all Michigan fans. My father-in-law, shout out to Rod Russell. He's he'll probably listen to this later, maybe. But yeah, they're huge Lions fans. So I'm excited for them and for all you true Lions fans and like that went through it. I mean, you guys have been through it over the years, so it's fun to watch that offense.
It's just unbelievable, man. Watching the Jags game on Sunday, you're just like, I know I couldn't make the pod on Monday, but. I agree, man. Like, there was no fumble in sight. Like, just the it's surreal. Like, you think you're dreaming.
It was 600 yards, dude, in offense. It's like, it's never been done that way.
I asked Adrian and Axe, I asked Plax and Adrian, give me somebody that fumbled the ball. We always do a fumble, and who gets the game ball, who fumbles the ball. And both of them literally told me this.
No, calm down.
they weren't even going to put a name up there. I said, okay, boys. Okay. Okay, sarah, sarah.
It was like,
you had a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking as far, like, St. Brown's our number one guy, and it's a little different, him not being out at the Y or the X. He's a slot guy. Do you think that makes it a little more difficult to double cover? Because that kind of, on the slot, it kind of forces a line. Yeah. To kind of have that secondary coverage. Do you think that adds a little bit, makes it a little bit more difficult, and then you just have a guy out wide like a Justin Jefferson where you can just bracket the safety?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'd say he's tough to cover. He just gets open.
You know what, though, Plax? That's a great point, because I never thought about that. Because when you're on the outside, you got safety help. When you're on the inside, you got linebacker help. But honestly, they've been running St. Brown in some of the X positions. I mean, that go route with J-Mo, the one where he scored the 60-whatever-yard touchdown, Amon-Ra took his man for the X route, right? He took him deep, and J-Mo cut over in the Y or whatever that was and got the ball and ran. So it's like, sometimes they're putting him out there as the X.
Well, he would run the X at USC in college.
Did he?
Which, funny enough, was Pittman's teammate at SC. Nice. So there's some connections there with Indy.
Nice.
That's true.
So with Michigan being so close to Indiana, obviously, what is there a fear in Indiana that Lions will take over the stadium pretty easily, or is there warnings of don't sell your tickets to Lions fans or anything like that?
Good question.
I think for some reason opposing fans like to come to Indy. I don't know if it's just being Midwest and centrally located, or or what it is, but I mean, I was talking to some that were down at the Bills game, and they said there was a lot of Bills fans there. So this game, I think it's going to be worse. Like, there's going to be a lot of Lions fans. Like,
you got one more coming your way, Justin. One more.
I'll see you there.
And my wife. Yeah, two more.
It's going to be kind of hard to distinguish. I mean, we got the Honolulu blue with the dark blue.
Right. That's what I thought, too. I think it'll be hard to tell, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's 30-40%, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be.
Yeah. But hey, I heard the Colts are wearing their alternate uniforms.
Yep.
Is that all black? Or is it all blue?
The helmets are black, and then the blue is like a little different blue. Got it like a little design to it, and I think they have black pants with it. Maybe pretty. I like them.
Yeah, dang, that's pretty sweet. Cool.
Is this the debut of them? Is this the
this year? This is the only time they're wearing them this year, from what I've heard. But they wore them last year.
Hey Adrian, if you can pull that up and show it, just do a little search for it. We'll look for it.
Yeah, it's called Indiana Knights.
Indiana Knights. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it. So, I was just going to ask you that, Adrian. Let's say Lions come. So you're darks, you're home. We're going to wear our all whites. Plax, what happens when we wear our all whites?
We go crazy.
He says it so gently.
it does feel. It is nice to go to another dome team. And I got a sneaking suspicion that it's probably going to be a little closer than what's expected.
Oh, those are sweet.
I do like those. Indy Colts, they've been up and down, but they've had some nice games this year. I like the defense. Jonathan Taylor is obviously a beast. A little partial to Quiddy Pay. He's a Michigan guy. He gets off the edge really well.
Witty, yeah.
I don't think this is a walk-in, blow them out type game.
No, it won't.
It kind of goes as Richardson goes, but I think this is a pretty solid matchup, and definitely looking forward to it. A battle of the Midwest teams, passionate fan base. I've been to Lucas a couple times for Michigan Conference Championships. I love the stadium. Reminds me a lot of Ford Field. Maybe a titch nicer. It's a little newer.
It's a little nicer.
I really like downtown Indianapolis a lot. Fun town. So I think it's going to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, the line's a little surprising. It's 7.5, I think. Which I thought that'd be more. So I'm a little surprised they think it's going to be that close. I just don't see how we've only scored 30 one time, and that was against the Jags with Flacco, and I mean, the Lions always score. This so here's a crazy stat that I saw, and this will kind of help you appreciate where you guys are at. They've won by 35 or more. The Lions have 35 or more 3 times this year. And so for the Colts, looking back, the last time the Colts won by 35 points was 2009.
Good
and
God.
And so
is that a to playoff go game? Back,
I don't know that it was a playoff game, but then to go back, even the next time they scored was 04, and then the third time was 97. So in all the years of Peyton Manning with some really good offense, like the Colts only won by 35 3 times. And you guys have done it all this year. I mean, so that just shows you how good that offense is and how good you have it. So,
yeah.
I think we're only team undefeated on the road, too.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say, too, is sometimes when you play a team, it's not like who, but it's like timing, like when. You know, sometimes they're injuries, sometimes it's like just mojo. And I'm sorry to say, but right now, the Lions offense is at peak. Like efficient, just like a freight train, man. Like, you know, last week 7 for 7 drives, but the interviews with Dan Campbell and all the players this week, they're like, we are at peak offense right now, the way we're playing. and they're still not happy with it. And they're getting Laporta back probably this week. So it's like you're catching us at a time where everybody is just on full cylinder, like ready to play and ready to go. So I am expecting a high offensive performance this weekend from the Lions.
Did you hear what Dan Campbell said when they asked him, you know, what could you possibly do any better, Dan? Like you went 7-for-7. Did you hear what he said this week? I don't know if it's a joke because I read it. I did not hear this.
I've seen it. We could have scored earlier.
We could have scored in lesser play, like not have as many long drives.
Right.
And one thing about I mean, Jacksonville, they suck. It is what it is. I do think Indianapolis lost them, but that was probably when they had a quarterback in. But we were on like the 10 to 20. This wasn't a field position game last week.
Yeah, we started inside the 20 instead of 10.
Yep.
We went
90-yard drives.
Yeah. 90s, 80s. 60s, all of them were long drives. There was no short drives.
Yeah, their punter was on point. Jacksonville's punter, I forgot what his name was. He was trying to give Jack Fox a shout out because Jack Fox had no job on Sunday, so he's like, oh, I'll do something.
No, he held for Bates. All right, we got any more questions, Clay? Or are we going to get into the second portion of this pod?
Let's get into the second portion, man.
Let's go. What am I looking for? Let's go. Okay. So we're going to get right into it. So we have some bold takes, and I want to get Justin's bold take this week because I'm going to – so if you listeners don't know, my wife and I are going to go down to Indianapolis this week. We got these tickets long ago, tickets at Ford Field. We were looking at them earlier this year. They're like $250 a ticket for nosebleeds. And I went on Game Time. I really do like that app, guys. You know, got to get it if you haven't. Game Time app. We typed in Indy, Detroit.
They're not paying for a sponsor, bro.
Oh, that's true. We got $80 tickets. And that's like fees and everything, bro. So
they're $250 right now plus fees for nosebleeds.
Really?
So you got them
at I have seen that. Yes. So we got them. Yeah. We got them at a great price. So if you're looking to buy them, holler at me. I might sell them. Anyway. my wife and I are going down. We're going to meet Justin for the first time. But listen, I want to tell Justin. So our bold takes for the week I got on the board here. Adrian, bold take is there's going to be three takeaways by the Detroit defense. You're looking at two. He said two interceptions and maybe a fumble for a total of three takeaways. So we'll see if that hits. Mm-hmm. We got Plax with his bold. I mean, this is.
I really meant two – plus 2.5 on the receptions for Zylstra, but you put me on the spot, so I panicked. So 5 receptions for him is probably insane. But he was
all right. Do we allow him to drop to 2.5? No, because that's not bold. He can get three. So
he's saying our third string tight end will get 55
receptions, one touchdown, and 65 yards.
For a third string tight end, I'm a little worried how this game went.
Well, I think what he's thinking is he thought Laporta was going to be out, and so it's between Brock Wright, so that would make him a second string tight end.
Yeah,
and if Brock Wright, you know, gets hurt, then your Zylstra is your only play. So it's a bold take, but we're going to go with it. What's that?
It's doable. I say it's doable because Zylstra, like, what was that, a couple years ago, he had a huge game against Carolina. Yeah, he had like three touchdowns, 100 yards. Yeah.
So my take was Jared Goff throws one interception, and they were all hating on me. But I'm like, listen, once he throws the interception, immediately following when the Lions get the ball back, the Lions march down the field for a touchdown. Because Jared Goff will throw a pick, but then he'll march his team back for a touchdown to cover. So, Clay, I don't have yours. What was yours again, bro? Do you remember?
Mine was J-Mo having one rushing touchdown and one receiving touchdown.
Ooh.
One receiving and one rushing.
I'll give you the receiving. I don't think he's going to get a rushing touchdown.
All right. Justin, give us your bold take.
Oh, man.
It's got to be something. We're putting you on the spot. It can either be Indy or Lions, of course, but it's got to be bold. You can't just be like, Lions win.
let's see. How about Branch? Was it Brian? What's his first?
Brian Branch.
I'm gonna say Brian Branch gets ejected for targeting for a dirty hit. Boo. How about that?
Bro, he's just playing football, man.
Could happen.
He's got that Bobby Boucher aggression.
He can hit, man. I've watched a few of those. I like watching him play, but I had to tease about the dirty hit thing.
You're on the board. We got you.
All right, boys.
Let's go to predictions real quick, and then we'll do a little sign off. So predictions, Adrian. What do you have for this Sunday? 1 o'clock kickoff in Indy.
Lions win by 2 scores. So I'm thinking something like 35-17.
Okay, Clay.
I got Lions at 34-24 Lions.
Let's go, Plax.
I can't remember. I said something egregious on the last pod.
Yeah, you have time to change it.
About the Colts scoring 14. I think they have a solid offense. I think it can be in the 21 range, 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. They got a good. I mean, our rushing defense has been superb, but they got a. I like Jonathan Taylor a lot. It could be like a 34-21 type deal.
Okay. So you're thinking a 13-point score. All right, let's go with our host of the night, Justin.
You know, I'm going to go – I think I might have the largest margin here. I'm going to go Lions 42-20. I think I just can't see it. They're just going to score a lot. I hope not, but that's just my gut.
And I don't even know if it's possible to score 40, but I don't know. I had on our last pot, I think 40-21. So I agree that they're going to get a 40 burger. This offense is just, like you said, Adrian, it's just clicking. So scored a 50 burger last week.
Did we ask Justin on the whole I'm tired thing?
Yeah, at the very beginning.
Okay, yep. I must have missed that.
Yeah, we asked him, like, what's your take on that? And this is what he said.
No. I'm sure it's overplayed way more than what it should. And I should have asked this on the earlier segment. Did you, Justin, watch much of Anthony Richardson in college?
No, not really. who did? I mean, there's not very many starts there that there was to watch. So you didn't.
That's what I was thinking. I'm kind of naturally more of a college guy, and I got to watch him quite a bit at Florida. And he had like 4 good games, and that's like it. And I was just kind of curious, like Colts fans, like going into it. And I feel like every year process, somebody just gets popular for some reason, and then they just skyrocket up the board. I didn't know how you guys felt as far as that pick was. And I know people like to make a big deal of what's it called? Potential.
Well, I think Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud both went ahead of him. I would have loved to have C.J. Stroud. I think I know you don't like to hear that as a Michigan guy, but the way he's playing, I mean, man, I would love to see him in Indy. But it just really wasn't anybody, like, there was really nobody left if you look at who was drafted after him. So they went off potential. What I'll say, and that's one thing I really want to watch on Sunday. Before the benching, like, I feel like Steichen was calling plays just to make him a pocket passer, and he was so inaccurate. He's just not that. But last week, in his first game back, like, right out of the gate, he started running them. I mean, they were designed runs. They were rolling him out. They were putting him in more comfortable positions. Yeah. So that's what I'm really going to be watching on Sunday, to see how the play calling is. I'm hoping that helps him. And, I mean, if the Colts are going to have any chance, it's going to be because he's made some big plays with his legs, and he's done some things. And I don't see it, but that's the one way they're going to do it. So,
yep. I will say one thing before we end the pod. Thank you to the Colts for giving us Scotty Montgomery, our assistant head coach. Dude, Scotty has helped our run game so much. I think he's a major factor in the fact that Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are, you know, just a two-headed monster back there. We used to have Deuce Staley as a running backs coach, and I never really liked the way he coached the running backs, and I felt like left a lot of meat on the bone. I felt like there was a lot of meat off the bone. And Scotty Montgomery, I feel like that is a
horrible take.
I think Scotty Montgomery gets everything out of these two guys that they have to give. And he's a good assistant head coach too. And he came out of
that. You guys got thunder and lightning out of the backfield. And you got both. Yep.
Sonic and Knuckles, man.
No. Yeah, thunder and lightning was, who was that, fellas?
That's the Giants boys, right?
No. It was
the Saints? Giants?
Was it McAllister? Was it Barber? We gotta Google that. Thunder and Lightning was, yeah, it was somebody along. No, we're Sonic and Knuckles now. They already talked about it.
I think that was Tennessee with Chris Johnson and
Chris Linda Johnson. White. Yeah,
there he is.
Man, I was thinking it was CJ.
Had to dig deep for that one.
But did you, college football did you, expert, man.
Did you hear the new names that Kirby and Ryan Branch are gonna get?
What are they getting?
Smash and grab.
Smash and grab.
So Kirby is grab, and yeah. Smash is Brian Branch. Yeah. Smash and grab, baby.
Woo! Okay. Maybe it'll grow on me.
So no, they asked Brian Branch about it. He goes, "Yeah, you have my official on that. So go ahead and run it." So, and now we just got to see if Kirby's going to agree to it. So, all right, boys, we tackled it all. Justin, give us a 1 second or a 1 minute where people can find you if they want to know more about Justin M.
You hit me with the tough one. What you guys said?
Business shout out.
All right, Melching Machine. That's where we got the tickets. So go check it out. Melching.com on the web. If you need any machining needs, we'll help you out.
Sweet. All right on, brother. All right, well, I can't wait to hook up with you later on this weekend, bro. It's going to be fun. You guys tailgating?
Yeah, we'll tailgate. I'll buy you a beer at the game. Okay. So look me up.
Nice. Right on, brother. Right on. All right.
Thanks for joining, man. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, man.
Thanks for making time for us today, bro.
Yeah, had a good time.
For the All Grit Podcast, we are signing out, boys.
Go Colts.
Go Lions.